Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Turkey is dismissing the threat of U.S. sanctions and is continuing its military incursion into northeastern Syria. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports estimates of Syrian Kurds displaced by the fighting are rising.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Turkish-backed forces seized new territory Sunday, capturing parts of the town of Saluk, about 6 miles from Tal Abyad. A UN estimate of displaced people in the Tal Abyad and Ras al Ain areas in northern Syria now exceeds 130,000. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says as many as 400,000 civilians may soon be in need of aid and protection. Senior Turkish officials rejected the threat of American sanctions, vowing to continue the fight to clear Syrian Kurdish militants away from the border. France and Germany said they would cut arms sales to Turkey because of the operation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Mardin, Turkey.
In Fort Worth, Texas, a white police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a black woman in her bedroom. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the deadly incident came after a neighbor called the police, concerned when he saw her front door open in the middle of the night.
Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games around 2:30 in the morning with her young nephew in Fort Worth when she heard a loud noise near her bedroom. She went to check it out. A police officer was standing outside Jefferson's window, ordering her to put her hands up. The officer shot once, killing her. Within hours of the shooting, police released body cam video of the incident. Kiev Tatum is a pastor and community activist in Fort Worth. Shortly after the shooting, he was with the neighbor who had called the police.
He said, "I feel guilty because if I had not called the police to do a welfare check, my neighbor would still be alive."
Tatum says Jefferson may have had the door open because it was a particularly cool night in Fort Worth. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Rescue workers in Japan are evacuating residents stranded by flooding after a powerful typhoon this weekend. At least 30 people are dead. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Typhoon Hagibis made landfall in Japan on Saturday evening local time and moved northward and out to sea today. 10 rivers burst their banks in central and northeast Japan following torrential rains. Central Japan's Nagano City was particularly hard hit when an embankment of the Chikuma River collapsed, inundating huge swaths of land. 27,000 military personnel were dispatched to 8 prefectures to help with rescue efforts. Some stranded residents were ferried out in rubber rafts, others were airlifted from rooftops by helicopters. Power companies are struggling to restore service to more than 376,000 homes. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
This is NPR. It's another day of violent clashes in Hong Kong between pro-democracy demonstrators and police. Some activists trashed shops and metro stations, and violence is continuing well into the night. In Spain's Catalonia region, activists turned out today to support some jailed separatist leaders who are awaiting a verdict after being tried on charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. Lucia Benavides reports they could face up to 25 years in prison.
Around 300 people occupied Barcelona's main train station Sunday morning. They were immediately removed by Spanish police officers. But hundreds more joined the protest that spilled out onto Barcelona's streets. The verdict for the trial against the Catalan separatist leaders will be announced by Wednesday, though sources say it could come as early as Monday. In 2017, the Catalan regional government held an independence vote despite warnings from Madrid. As a result of the vote, 9 separatist leaders were arrested without bail. Several others are still in self-exile. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
At the World Gymnastics Championships today, American Simone Biles broke the record medal tally, winning a 24th and 25th gold, one on the balance beam, the other for floor exercise. She's now the most decorated athlete in the competition's history. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.